Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Lee Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roy Lee Jackson. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Poppy. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair strikes out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Stearns and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Carter reaches second base with a double. Valentine moves to third. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn takes first base on ball 4. Roy Lee Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Cash covering, for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flynn moves to third. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Mozilli moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Mozilli scores. Boisclair moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boisclair scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 4-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up towards third. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 1 in the game. Poppy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Poppy reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Lee Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Stearns and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Poppy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozilli for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boisclair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Perez reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Henderson strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromarty is hit by the pitch. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 4-3, Mets. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel pinch hits for Rick Baldwin. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dawson is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood misplays the ball. That's an error on Youngblood. Perez moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-3 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boisclair hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cromartie moves to third. Pepe Frias pinch runs for Chris Spear. Jerry White pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. Frias moves to second. It's Mets, 4, Expos, 4. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Mike Vail now playing right field. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cash bunts towards the mound. Lockwood juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockwood. Frias scores. White moves to third. It's 5-4, Expos. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Cash steals second. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Poppy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Poppy reaches third base with a triple. White scores. Cash scores. It's 7-4, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Poppy scores. It's 8-4, Expos. Del Unser pinch runs for Tony Perez. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser moves to second. Sam Mejias pinch runs for Ellis Valentine. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to third. Mejias moves to second. Two outs. Paul Siebert now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Jose Morales now catching. Del Unser now playing first base. Sam Mejias now playing right field. Don Stanhouse John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Expos. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-3 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive towards first. Unser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.